Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by Manpower of Central Iowa. Manpower, 62 years of finding great people for great companies, manpower.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do, DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. 23 minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock, and about 7 minutes from right now, you've been hearing this music all week, and we're going to continue to play it all week. It is by our friend Roxy Copeland, and Roxy is going to be at The Basement, which is in the Des Moines Social Club. She starts her act. It's called the Radio Love Tour, and she motored in here from Chicago just the other day, and she's taking the stage this evening at 5:30 at the Des Moines Social Club. So go on down and say hi to Roxy. With us in studio is Amanda, and Amanda has a unique business. We've been talking about all kinds of things in the world of high tech, but this is kind of low tech, if you will. She, Amanda Lundstedt, is the owner and therapist at Active Edge Massage in Clive. Welcome to the NewsHour.
Thank you so much, Michael. Thank you for having me.
So, just before you came on, we were talking about the trials and tribulations of startups, and in most cases, these high-tech startups, you know, that kind of go. But you too have a startup going.
Absolutely.
You've been going since the spring of 2014?
Absolutely. Just hit 1 year.
Yeah. Congratulations. So
Thank you. Tell us
about what your business does.
Absolutely. Well, we take massage and look at it from the medical and therapeutic side of things. So looking at basically all the benefits that massage has, more than just relaxation. So looking at what it can do in combination and in conjunction with other healthcare providers, whether that be DOs, MDs, orthopedic surgeons, physical therapies, and see how can massage supplement and basically add to healthcare.
Now, when you talk, I mean, you probably know more about the body than most other people do. So when you're talking about massage, are we talking about neck cracking? Or are we,
Not quite. Okay. That would be something more along the chiropractic side of things. I look at everything basically deals with the soft tissue of the body. So muscles, ligaments, joints, things like that. The neck cracking would be more like the bones of and the spine and things like that. But I look at what can basically how can we manipulate the soft tissue and the muscles of the body to work in conjunction with like chiropractic care and with that neck popping.
So in addition to perhaps chiropractic care,
absolutely,
folks come to you and say, hey, look, I got these sore things going on now.
Absolutely.
All right. So what are most common things that you treat?
Absolutely. Low back pain. That's one thing I see an awful lot, and massage really can help with. Also, things like neck and shoulder issues, whether that be from sports of like bicycling too much or even just from being at your office too much with if your computer's not sitting at the right height or if you're craning your neck, even just looking at it from if you're texting too much or have your neck down or reading too much. So treating neck pain, low back pain, and then honestly a lot of joint issues. So I've been treating an awful lot of runners. We are in spring marathon season, so I've been taking care of a lot of ankles and knee joints and hip joints. And again, looking at how can that massage help people live a better life and more pain-free.
Amanda is from Active Edge in Clive, and we're talking about her business. Been in business now for a year, and congratulations
Thank
on that.
You.
So let's talk about you. What brought you to this place in your life?
Absolutely. Well, I am a Drake graduate, born and
Very
bred
good.
Here in Des Moines,
Yay.
And left the state for a little while after graduation. And when I was in Colorado, where I lived, is actually where I really got introduced to massage therapy, and really the alternative and holistic health benefits of massage. When I got married, that's what brought me back to Iowa and settled and had the opportunity to return to school and do some continuing education. And I thought about all the things, Michael, that I love. And massage was on that short list. I love sports and athletics, and massage certainly can help with that. I love health and wellness and fitness. And I love people. And I'm very much a people person.
So, obviously, I'm a child of the 70s.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
And massage therapists back in the 70s was I have table, will travel.
Sure.
And,
sure.
And it was kind of a seedy little thing that was going on with some of these folks. That's all changed, hasn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Massage used to have some negative connotation. And massage as a profession has very much shifted into a more positive light, into looking at, you know, you go to a massage clinic or a massage office. And it's even very much where I'm at is looking at it, you know, now massage, a lot of people think spa and relaxation, but now this is where my business comes in. And the beauty of it is I'm kind of on the front end of this is looking and saying, okay, how can massage be medicine? You know, the Wall Street Journal wrote a really good article a couple years back about massage just wants to be medicine because you're starting to see this shift of licensed healthcare professionals that are massage therapists.
Well, isn't this in keeping with the trend of this holistic medicine that's going on throughout the country?
Absolutely. And that's definitely part of the reason why you're seeing more and more massage therapists and massage therapy practices, because people are starting to understand that, you know, it's understanding the proactive and terms of healthcare and looking at what can I do for my health instead of just being reactive and going to the doctor.
Right.
Massage absolutely falls into that.
So then let's back up a little bit, because you're an active athlete yourself.
Absolutely.
And so what could people do to maybe help them stay out of trouble when they're engaged in athletics?
Absolutely. Massage, as much as it can be that relief and reactive care, can be proactive. So I actually work with a lot of people on just a maintenance routine to keep their muscles loose, to keep them to that level where they can perform better so that they don't decline and that they don't regress. So massage there's two sides of that coin. But then also, honestly, as little as things as simple stretching and doing stretching routines, that's actually one thing that I work with a lot of my clients. If they're not flirting with an injury, if they don't have an injury, we do the massage, but then I also send them home with home care to say, how can you continue to stay healthy?
Now, you know, this is pretty surprising, I think, for most people listening, because they're going, wait. I've heard of chiropractors, I've heard of MDs, I've heard of osteopaths, I've heard of all these medical type folks, and now we're adding another layer here.
Absolutely.
Which is folks using massage therapy. In massage therapy, the muscles are muscles, obviously.
Absolutely.
And they need oxygen in order to work correctly. Mm-hmm. Does massage help invigorate those muscles so that more oxygen flows through
Absolutely.
Them?
Absolutely. That's definitely one of the main benefits of massage. And it's really exciting, too, because more and more medical studies are being done to prove the benefits of massage and to prove that, you know, it used to be, you know, even in thinking about like ancient times, people knew that there was a benefit to massage, but they couldn't necessarily prove it. They couldn't necessarily put their finger on it. But again, that's part of the exciting thing.
Was that a pun?
Okay. I didn't plan that one, Michael.
Okay. I thought it was good, though.
Well, thank you. But absolutely, you're starting to see this medically proven and studies and statistics and things like that that are showing that massage can help with the muscles.
When do you use instruments of any kind, or is this strong like bull hands?
Sure. There are therapists out there that do incorporate instruments into their practice. Mm-hmm. I choose not to, primarily because my hands and my fingers are how I feel. If you introduce an instrument, it's certainly not a bad thing, but it's just not the direction that I want to take my practice.
Well, and not only that, but in that vein, it would remove you
absolutely
from feeling what's going on.
Yep, there'd be a degree of separation.
What kind of training goes into doing this?
Sure, absolutely. So in the state of Iowa actually regulates massage therapists. So in order for me to practice, I have to provide my license. And in order to be licensed in the state of Iowa, you have to have so many hours. Don't quote me on this, but I believe it's 500 hours of credit of education at an accredited massage therapy school. Then you also have to do so many of those hours of your education have to be in a clinic, a supervised student clinic. Very similarly to how cosmetologists and estheticians have to do so many hours of on-hands work. And then you have to do a few other credentials like confirming that you are CPR certified, just as a healthcare.
In case,
yep,
right?
Absolutely. But then moving on from that, that's for your initial licensure. But then when I go to renew my license every couple of years with the state of Iowa, I do have to provide proof that I have done continuing education as a therapist.
There you go. So, the legislators have made it legal.
Absolutely.
You've taken the next step, however, in your business, because you've actually gone from a home-based business to a storefront.
Absolutely.
Which also lends a lot of credibility, I would suspect.
Absolutely. I do have a clinic. It is located inside the YMCA Healthy Living Center in Clive, which is actually the perfect place in conjunction, again, with looking at healthcare from that whole perspective. It's just been they've got a beautiful massage suite out there where I work and have a lot of fun.
Now, looking towards the future, I mean, you just started this a year ago, and you must be pretty happy about it. You didn't wake up like I did at 3:45 this morning and go, oh, did I forget to do something? What's it like being a startup in this atmosphere here in Des Moines?
It's a lot of fun, Michael, but it's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. I have a great support team. I have a business coach who helps keep me accountable. And I tell people I have to be as much an entrepreneur as I am a therapist, mm-hmm. Which I actually have a lot of fun. My degree from Drake is in business, so it does come in handy when I look at things from the business side. But I really love it. I look forward to every day. Every day is different when you're an entrepreneur in a startup.
Absolutely.
It is a lot of work. My family and friends do support me wholeheartedly, which I couldn't do it without them.
Absolutely.
So I give thanks for that.
Startup, ladies and gentlemen, on a small business Wednesday that's actually making money. That's kind of...
Thank you.
That's very cool because we have so many folks that run through here. You know, they've got a great idea and a great startup, but just can't quite get it off the ground. And congratulations on your first year of doing this.
Amanda
Lunsett, ladies and gentlemen, she is from the business. It is called Active Edge Sports, and you'll find them in Clive. You can find them online all over the place. Thanks again for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to take a quick slide to the left as we listen to music from, of course, our good friend, Roxy Copeland, who's performing right now at the Des Moines Social Club. And then we're going to get into the stock market. What happened today on that sliver of land on Broad and Wall Street in Manhattan? We'll tell you when we come back.
I like the way you smile.